Lesson 3. The Role of the Learner. Introduction. The Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner each have an important role in gospel learning. This lesson can help students understand each of these roles so they can be successful in their learning efforts. You may need to regularly review the principles taught in this lesson to remind students of their responsibility in gospel learning. Note. Cultivate an environment of love and respect. As the course begins, look for ways to cultivate a learning environment of love, respect, and purpose. Help students feel comfortable with each other and with you by learning each other's names and by learning about one another's interests, talents, challenges, and abilities. One way to cultivate this type of environment is to invite students to share with each other experiences and insights from their personal scripture study. Suggestions for teaching. The roles of the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the learner in gospel learning. Invite a student to read aloud the following scenario. A young woman was inspired and edified as she attends seminary. She feels the influence of the Holy Ghost there and is grateful for the things she learns. Another young woman is in the same seminary class. However, she is often bored and feels that she doesn't get much out of the class. What are some possible reasons why these two young women have such different experiences while attending the same seminary class? Possible answers may include the following. The first young woman may participate more actively in the lesson. The first young woman may have had more previous spiritual learning experiences on which her present learning can build. And the second young woman may be distracted by other concerns. Invite students to look for doctrines and principles in today's lesson that can help them fulfill their role in seminary and strengthen their testimonies of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Explain that three individuals have essential roles in gospel learning in a setting like seminary: the Holy Ghost, the teacher, and the student. Invite one student to read John chapter 14 verse 26 aloud, and another student to read John chapter 16 verse 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for some of the roles of the Holy Ghost. What truths can we learn from these verses about the roles of the Holy Ghost? Students may give a variety of answers, but be sure they identify the following doctrine. The Holy Ghost teaches truth. How can we know when the Holy Ghost is teaching us truth? You may want to refer students to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 8, verses 2 through 3. Ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 13 through 14 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for the role of a teacher of the gospel. Before the student reads, explain that these verses were given to early church members who had been ordained to teach the gospel. What is the role of a teacher of the gospel? Invite a student to read 2 Nephi 33 verse 1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Holy Ghost does for us when the truth is taught by His power. According to this verse, what does the Holy Ghost do for us? To help students understand how to invite the Holy Ghost to carry truth into their hearts, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verse 118 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how we are to seek learning. How are we to seek learning? By study and by faith. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what we enable to happen when we seek to learn by faith. Quote, a teacher can explain, demonstrate, persuade, and testify, and do so with great spiritual power and effectiveness. Ultimately, however, the content of a message and the witness of the Holy Ghost penetrate into the heart only if a receiver allows them to enter. Learning by faith opens the pathway into the heart. End quote. From Seek Learning by Faith, Ensign, September 2007, page 61. From this statement, what principle can we learn about what can happen if we seek to learn by faith? Help students identify the following principle. If we seek to learn by faith, then we invite the Holy Ghost into our hearts to teach and testify of truth. Consider writing this truth on the board. Point out that faith is more than passive belief. We express our faith through action. What do you think it means to learn by faith? To illustrate what it means to learn by faith, ask for a volunteer who has never played soccer. You may adapt this activity to involve a student who has never played basketball, played a musical instrument, juggled, tied a tie, and so on. Inform the volunteer that you intend to teach him or her how to play soccer well enough to play on a soccer team. Ask the volunteer if he or she has faith in your ability to teach and in his or her ability to learn. Then explain and demonstrate how to dribble a soccer ball, but do not let the volunteer try. Explain how to pass a soccer ball. Then demonstrate by passing the ball to the volunteer, but retrieve the ball rather than allowing the volunteer to try passing it back to you. Do the same for throwing a soccer ball inbounds after it has gone out of play. Then ask the volunteer, "How prepared do you feel to try out for a soccer team? Why?" Although learning about and watching others play soccer can help, if you want to develop the needed skills to succeed in soccer, what must you do? How might this relate to learning by faith? Only believing and trusting that the Spirit can teach us is not enough. To obtain knowledge of God's truths, we must also put forth effort to learn and apply what we learn. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bednar. Ask the class to listen for what he teaches about learning by faith. You might consider making copies of this statement for students and inviting them to mark what they find. Quote, "A learner exercising agency by acting in accordance with correct principles opens his or her heart to the Holy Ghost and invites his teaching, testifying power, and confirming witness. Learning by faith requires spiritual, mental, and physical exertion, and not just passive reception. It is in the sincerity and consistency of our faith-inspired action that we indicate to our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, our willingness to learn and receive instruction from the Holy Ghost. Learning by faith cannot be transferred from an instructor to a student through a lecture, a demonstration, or an experiential exercise. Rather, a student must exercise faith and act in order to obtain the knowledge for himself or herself." End quote. From Seek Learning by Faith, page 64. What are some spiritual, mental, or physical efforts we can make to invite the Spirit to teach and testify to us of truth? Note, this may be an appropriate time to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 122, and discuss the importance of order and respect in class. What are some attitudes or behaviors that can prevent the Spirit from teaching us truth in a seminary class? How would the seminary experience of a student who seeks to learn by faith be different from the experience of one who doesn't? Ask students to turn to Matthew 4. Explain that in the experience of the Apostle Peter, we can see an example of how seeking to learn by faith invites the Holy Ghost into our hearts to teach and testify of truth. Ask a student to read Matthew 4, verses 18 through 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Savior's invitation to Peter and Andrew. What did the Savior invite Peter and Andrew to do? How was their response an example of seeking to learn by faith? Point out that Peter's action of following Jesus Christ allowed him to be with the Savior throughout his mortal ministry. By heeding the Savior's call to follow him, Peter had the privilege of hearing the Savior teach on a regular basis and of witnessing many miracles. With the Savior's invitation, Peter even walked on water. Explain to students that on one occasion, Jesus asked his disciples a question. Invite a student to read Matthew 16, verses 13 through 14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior asked. What did the Savior ask his disciples? How did they answer? Invite a student to read Matthew 16, 15 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Peter responded to the Savior's next question. What was Peter's response to the Savior's question? What did the Savior explain about how Peter received his knowledge? How is Peter's experience an illustration of the truths we have identified in this lesson? Invite students to respond to the following questions in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. You might consider writing these questions on the board. When have you sought to learn by faith? How did the Holy Ghost fulfill His role in gospel learning when you did this? You might invite students to reflect on previous learning experiences they have had when they sought to learn more about Jesus Christ. If students are comfortable sharing, invite several of them to describe the experiences they wrote about. You may also want to share an experience of your own, as well as your testimony of the truths you have discussed. Ask students to think of one or two things they will do to learn by faith and to invite the Holy Ghost into their hearts to teach and testify of truth. Invite students to write down what they will do. Conclude by sharing the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "Young people, I ask you to participate in seminary. Study your scriptures daily. Listen to your teachers carefully. Apply what you learn prayerfully." End quote. From Participate in Seminary, August 12, 2011. Commentary and background information. Reverence invites revelation. Reverent attitudes and behaviors can be part of learning by faith and can invite the Spirit to teach and testify of truth. President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught about the relationship between reverence and revelation. Quote, "For the past several years, we have watched patterns of reverence and irreverence in the church. While many are to be highly commended, we are drifting. We have reason to be deeply concerned. The world grows increasingly noisy. This trend to more noise, more excitement, more contention, less restraint, less dignity, less formality, is not coincidental, nor innocent, nor harmless. The first order issued by a commander mounting a military invasion is the jamming of the channels of communication of those he intends to conquer. Irreverence suits the purposes of the adversary by obstructing the delicate channels of revelation in both mind and spirit. Leaders should teach that reverence invites revelation." End quote. From Reverence Invites Revelation, Ensign November, 1991, page 22. Sister Margaret S. Lifferth of the Primary General Presidency taught about reverence in church meetings, and her instruction pertains to a seminary class as well. Quote, "Only in an attitude of reverence can the Spirit confirm the truths of the gospel through the Word of God, music, testimony, and prayer. Texting or reading emails in a church meeting is not only irreverent, it is distracting and signals a lack of respect for those around us. So we exemplify reverence by participating in the meeting, listening to the speakers, and singing the hymns of Zion together." End quote. From Respect and Reverence, Ensign Orleahona, May 2009, page 13. A Prophet's Call to Participate in Seminary. President Thomas S. Monson gave the following message about participating in seminary. Quote, "Seminary has blessed the lives of hundreds of thousands of Latter-day Saint youth. I remember my own seminary experience. Seminary for me was held at an early hour in a little house across the street from my high school. I thought, if my teacher can get up that early, I can get up that early. Seminary will help you understand and rely on the teachings and atonement of Jesus Christ. You will feel the Spirit of the Lord as you learn to love the Scriptures. You will prepare yourselves for the temple and for missionary service. Young people, I ask you to participate in seminary. Study your scriptures daily. Listen to your teachers carefully. Apply what you learn prayerfully." End quote. From Participate in Seminary, August 12, 2011.